Hello world, and welcome to the Autism Moms Umbrella Podcast. I'm your host, Ocean, and on today's first episode, I'll be giving you an introduction and the sole purpose behind me creating this podcast. So just a little background information. I'm a 25-year-old mom, and I have an autistic baby boy who's 3. I have created this podcast just so other moms can unite. We can become a community. We can help each other on this journey and just become friends. Let's befriend each other, support each other, give each other insights, keep each other up on the latest activities, sensory activities, any events, or any helpful tips or tools that we can give each other to make this process become a whole lot smoother and easier. Being a mom is a stressful task, but being an autism mom is kind of like being a superhero with a hidden superpower. I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Thanks. Hello, I am back and I am nervous as ever. I am new to the podcast world, but this is something that has been on my heart to do forever. I just want to be a voice of empowerment and strength and just positivity to all autism parents, specifically moms. My baby boy was diagnosed with ASD March of last year. It's crazy because I noticed he was missing important developmental milestones at about 6 or 7 months. His original diagnosis was hypotonia, which is a muscular delay. We got him enrolled in physical therapy after getting him checked out with his PCP. He started physical therapy, and then they noticed, since the tongue is a muscle, then maybe we could try to exercise that with speech. So physical and then speech. We did that for a little while, and it was kind of like, we're noticing this and we're noticing that. So they added occupational just so he can get familiarized with using his hands more and using utensils and being able to pull up his clothes and tie his shoes and all the things that'll help him later on in life. He was about a year old when all of this transpired. I kind of noticed that things still didn't quite seem normal. I was still a concerned mom. I took him back. PCP gave him a examination and he did the assessment, and she was like, I think he has autism. I'm sure he has it. And I felt so crappy. I wanted to ball up in a corner and die, and I cried and I blamed myself. I didn't understand. I ate right during my pregnancy. I never missed a doctor's appointment. I had that guilt. I didn't understand. How can a perfectly healthy baby boy become autistic? So I just owned it. I loved him no differently. We went through all of the therapy sessions and I was like, you know what? Let's see how I can make a difference. Because I just remember all of the mixed emotions and being emotional and being restless and tired. All of the things we do as a mom, but it's intensified being an autistic mom with the sessions and the temper tantrums and not liking water, not liking this particular type of food, not wanting to get a haircut. It had me distraught and all over the place. So as the years went by, I decided, how can I be an advocate for this and help other moms who feel the same way that I do? So I created him an Instagram page and just uploaded his progress and for motivational purposes. And then I created a Facebook page, and then I started to get involved in the autism mom groups and saw that other women experience some of the experiences that I've experienced in the past. And I'm still experiencing things, but it's becoming easier with him having that assistance from all of the therapies and me putting effort some of those activities at home as well. So I thought, maybe if I create a like close-knit type family community-like podcast, we can all interact and help each other, because I have learned so much from autism moms. And it's so beautiful hearing the different stories and how they conquered this and the potty training process. And I'm still working on that. So he's 3 now. He'll be 4 in December. And he flushes the toilet and he washes his hands and he parades. Yay. But he pees on the floor still. So I'm working on that. And I've reached out to other moms who are giving me tips and tools. And it's beautiful. It's very helpful because you feel alone in it sometimes. And there's other moms who are experiencing it. And they made it through this obstacle and that obstacle. So I want to be a helping hand in that as well. Also, moms, if you're just interested in figuring out the cause of what autism could be, or where it originated from genetically or medically. There is this research study called Spark for Autism. I'm actually participating in it now. It's so fun. They send out kits for you to submit DNA, and they send surveys for you to fill out and complete on behavioral, and they also compensate you for it. It's great. It's amazing. I find something out new every day. It's very interesting, and I'm so for the whole ASD spectrum. It's very interesting to me that these kids are actually geniuses in their own mind to things that we don't understand just yet. It's just a little bit challenging. So I am currently located in Memphis. I want to grow this podcast, and I want to meet moms and other ASD children. So I'm starting small just to introduce myself and see if I can get other moms to reach out. I do have an email address, which is oceanbailey@gmail.com. That's spelled oceanbailey@gmail.com. If you have any questions, if you want to submit anything, we can do a Q&A, a power hour. But this is just me reaching out and trying to open the door to being supportive. So thank you guys so much for giving me the opportunity, especially me being new to the platform. I'm hoping that I can grow with you, and I'm hoping that I can inspire other moms, and like I said, befriend, and we just all just have our own little umbrella. You know, we cover each other, we have each other's back, and we support one another. So submit questions to my email address. I promise I'll respond. And that is all I have for today for episode 1. And I promise I'll come back as much as I possibly can with prompts, inspiration, whatever it is that I can do to help the community. So thank you guys once again. And I hope this was helpful.